You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's happening in all the different areas. Well, since the COVID-19 lockdown started, there isn't that much happening of a community nature in most of the places, so we've gone around and talked to different people to see how they're coping with the COVID-19 lockdown. And our focus this week is on the village of Kilkishan, where is situated Crowe's supermarket. And I'm joined on the line by the proprietor of Crowe's, Timmy Crowe. Timmy, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Now, you're keeping well, no doubt.
We might... I'm trying to.
Yes, I know. You're, of course, your mam is here from East Clare, and... You're from a well-known sporting and athletic family, so we might have a quick word about that before we finish. You have a shop and supermarket in the village of Kilkishan, Timmy. How long are you there?
I'm there just over 2 years now. So I took over from the lady in the post office, Bree Donlan, and I think it was November 2017 I took over.
Okay, and... I suppose you're, since then, you have been gradually building up the business.
Yes, so I went through a number of changes. Originally, they were a Mace store, and I moved to Gala, but I found that a lot of franchises want to make every store similar, and I found that people aren't similar. The people are quite different, and you have to want to be able to tailor your business to people that are around you, so there's no point in me being forced to sell products that aren't there for the local people. So I decided I wanted to go my own way, and I went to Crowe's Grocery and Bakery now for the last year and probably 6 months.
So, and if you're with a franchise, that would mean you would be obliged to stock A, B, C, and D, whether... you know, whether and maybe not other things if there was even if there was a demand for them.
Yeah, pretty much. You would be kind of tied into a certain percentage of buying, so it could be most of them would be told you to buy 90% of your products, and you got maybe a 10% wiggle room for local producers. But for us, I can buy off whoever I've got. I use Limerick Fruit and Veg, so they're not too far away. I've got local honey. We obviously have the bakery ourselves, even small things like the bread man is only over the road from us. So it makes it a lot easier and makes it more community-orientated. So it's much easier to say if someone from Scariff comes in who's doing a jam, I can buy the jam from them. But if I was with Centra or Mace or Gala, I'd be more tied into what they have for sale rather than what I want to buy.
Yeah, and I suppose there must be challenges as well in terms of going your own, in that you have to maybe tick a lot of boxes that would otherwise be ticked for you if you were with the franchise. Would that be true?
Yeah, I suppose if you look at it, if I'm not a local coming into Kilkishan, or everyone knows who a Centra is, or everyone knows who a Daybreak is, but nobody from coming from. Who might be over for a weekend doing fishing would know who a Timmy Crow is. So they'd be more likely to go into a Centra or a Super Value, etc. But once we kind of get them in the door, the way I always say is that you'll come back for quality. So we try to give the best quality we can.
Okay, and you mentioned there the supermarket and bakery. Are you pushing the bakery or concentrating on the bakery, or is that you know, it just sounds the way you say it that forms an important part of your business?
Yeah, it would probably come from my grandmother up in Scariff, with my mum. We would always been baking. If you ever come into our house, we always say Bernie Crowe loves to feed people, so that has kind of followed us through our whole life. We have a bakery in Sixmile Bridge, and I'll be opening one in Quinn soon enough as a central preparation area to deliver to the stores, just to make it a small bit easier. But baking and freshness is something that we do try to push, because If you come into any of our stores, we don't buy in salads. We make everything fresh in store, even down to our ham. We buy the ham from C&M Foods in Tulla, and we roast them, we honey glaze them, we boil them all ourselves in store. So freshness is a big aspect of our concept.
Good. And you mentioned you have all your stores. I gather you have three stores, Timmy.
Yes. I started off in Quinn in 2016. Started November 2016, and I have three now. One in Quinn, the second one in Cluckishan, and a third one in Nina. So surrounding East Clare, you might say.
Yes. Okay. So the recently, obviously, we're all under lockdown. And I would imagine this places extra demands and challenges on somebody with the supermarket and bakery. Tell us how it has affected the way you do business.
Well, probably the biggest change that I've done is I built a website myself, crowsretail.com, and we're doing probably 60 to 70 deliveries a week now to people around the village, the villages of Quinn, Cluckishan and Nina, all the way up to East Clare. I've went to Tulla, I've went to Whitegate on deliveries. So that would probably be the biggest change, of making sure that the products were there, and if they're online, to make sure they're in the store. And then once you come into the store, probably the biggest changes that we would do is when you come in, that there's, at certain times, there's a maximum people that can be in the store, which is six. We try get people to, when they come in the door, just straight away there is hand sanitizers, gloves. All the counters have Perspex glass in front of them, so kind of like a sneeze guard in case anything happens. We generally want to try minimize the amount of people in the store, because a lot of elderly people still will come to store because they want to get out, they want to get the newspaper, they'll come for 5 minutes again. So just trying to make it more comfortable for people who come in, just so it's not an intimidating environment for them.
You know, and do you find that your customers at this stage now, we're what, about 6 or 7 weeks into the, we'll say, the restrictions, are they getting used to it?
Well, what I found at the start is people were more likely to go to a larger supermarket inside an Ennis or over to Killaloe, but in the last 4 weeks, people have been shopping much more local. So they have definitely been getting used to it, because we don't have massive queues outside the door. We're very accommodating. We will let the people come into the store. But the only biggest change that I've noticed is that people aren't coming. They might come in patches, so there mightn't be anyone in between 7 and 8, but then they might have a surge all of a sudden. So just would be probably the biggest thing, and trying to manage that surge with the likes of social distancing and making sure that there's every 2 meters there's lines on the floor. So would probably be the biggest change for that.
Yes. People. Yeah, and I suppose we're probably slowly getting used to it.
Yeah.
And what about, let's say, for you supply, and you mentioned about, you know, your purchasing, you make your purchases local where possible, and you use local suppliers. Are there shortages of items, or, you know, in the beginning perhaps there was a bit of panic buying, certainly in some of the bigger stores. Has that been an issue as far as you're concerned?
Well, it's funny. It's like the storm of Ophelia. Everyone went for bread, but I think people were saying this time we'll bake our own bread. So self-raising flour, funny enough, which became a big shortage of, but that seemed to ease now. So I suppose people have both bought at the very start, so for the first 2 or 3 weeks, and it's starting to ease off a bit now. But again, we're lucky enough in Ireland that we're a food producer. We don't really depend on many people coming in or buying products into the country. So that's a good thing, because I've seen a lot of supermarkets who were struggling for meat, but we use a butcher in Tulla for our local meat. So that was never really a problem for us, as it probably would have been for a lot more larger supermarkets, because we were able to shop around. We weren't stuck to buying off one wholesaler. There's a number of wholesalers around that we were able to buy from, and it made it easier.
Yeah, and tell me, the delivery service that you do, was that something you brought in for the COVID-19, or were you doing deliveries early on?
Well, I'd actually had brought it in just before. I'd always intention to open up a delivery service. It's something I want to always keep going. I started this project maybe 6 months ago with no intention of it, but it just got fast-tracked to being live probably the first week before even the restrictions and lockdowns came into place. So I was lucky enough that I had probably unknowingly started this project because I look at quite a large section of the population in probably West Clare or East Clare and Mid Clare that I would be able to cater for because the locations of the shops, and it was just happened to accelerate the whole process probably maybe about 2 or 3 months. So it was a plan that was coming in anyway.
And you mentioned there a while ago, you mentioned the website which you developed yourself, and you listed out some of the places where you deliver. You really deliver far and wide rather than just around the village of Kilkishan.
Yeah, if anyone even asked me to deliver up to Kilkee or anything, I wouldn't say no. I'd never want to see somebody stuck. It all depends. If someone needs something, we'll deliver it. I've delivered into an elderly lady in Limerick City daughter was quite ill and she didn't want to leave the house. So if we're trying to be accommodating to everyone because there's no point in leaving anyone left behind. That's how I look at it.
I know. That's good. I suppose on a slightly different tack as well, you have been involved in athletics now for most of your life, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that's another area of your life that COVID-19 and the restrictions that we're living under has impacted as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to qualify for the European Championships in Paris this year. So I was training full-time. You might even still say I'm still training full-time at the moment because I moved to Dublin maybe just before Christmas to give myself a couple of months of full-time training, where at the moment there's no tracks open, so we're running in parks and then roads. But I suppose it just put the realization into place that nothing is bigger than sport and life is the most important thing. So at the moment, I'm happily putting it on a back burner because health is wealth, as they say.
Yes, and I suppose it will be at least very late in the year or maybe into 2021 before the athletics cranks up again.
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later, because I suppose we're lucky enough that we're a non-contact sport. We can be, in my event, we can be ran 2 metres apart in different lanes. So we don't actually have to come in contact with people. So hopefully we'll be one of the first sports back. But I totally understand why there would be cautious to bring in any sport back at the moment, because any contact you don't want, if Scariff are playing Broadford or anyone like that, you don't want cross contamination between players and bringing it into different villages and towns.
Yeah, yes, and you can avoid that in the athletics.
Yeah.
And tell us what events that you're training for.
Well, I train for the 400 and 400 metre hurdles. And as part of that, I suppose you can throw in the 4x4 relay and the 4x4 mixed relay, which will hopefully be still in place for next year's Olympics and so on and so forth.
Great. Well, listen, we wish you well, first of all, with the athletics, and hopefully that you get the opportunity to get back and put all the training that you're doing at the moment to good use.
Hopefully.
Continued good luck and well done with the work you're doing with your shops, and particularly the one in our area of Kilkishan. And listen, keep safe, and thank you very much to me for talking to us today.
Jim, thanks very much. Stay safe.
Okay, God bless now. Bye-bye.
Bye.